You're listening to Ram Radio from Boulder, Colorado for one more day, heading out to Annapolis tomorrow morning to be at the finish line. I'm George Thomas, and we're on the line with Johnny Boswell. Johnny and Maureen are out on the course. Johnny, is it fun to watch the race rather than officiate?
Oh, it's a blast. You know, being out here as a civilian, I've really enjoyed it this year, Danny, and being able to be on the course and just see the riders come by and, you know, look at the intensity in their face and, you know, observe their riding style. Nothing like it.
You know, we're seeing a lot of changes today that really are very unexpected. David Hasse had moved up into second place overall, and now he's out of the race. I was stunned to see Mark Pattinson out of the race a few days ago. And then Isabel Pulver, who had been way up there, is now third place in the women. Kind of tells you that a lead's just never safe in Ram, huh, Johnny?
Yeah. What a difference a day can make in Race Across America, George. It's really incredible because I saw both Bailo and Haas in Kansas, and they were both looking really well. David was trailing. Or Haas was trailing, but then he really, you know, picked up the pace. I think slept a little bit less maybe than Bailo was sleeping and caught him. So we really had a race going on there for pace. And then we found out David Haas is a DNF. And I'm not really sure what happened to Isa Pulver. She at one time had an 11-hour lead. When I saw her in Ulysses, Kansas, she looked great. So I don't know exactly what happened there, but I think now maybe she's back in third place in the in overall women's field. What a difference a day can make.
Now, is this Ram as usual from all your experience as an official? How many years were you out there, Johnny?
Yeah, I was out. I worked with Ram for 11 years. And, you know, what I always tell people, they say, well, you know, who's the fastest person? Who's going to win? And I said, you know, Ram is about dealing with adversity and problems and managing situations. And, you know, that's the person, you know, that's going to stay in the race and finish. And, you know, we see that, you know, happening today. Very talented athletes that have trained well and certainly are great cyclists, but things come up. You know, Race Across America, and you never know what a day will bring.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of just intense rain and flooding obviously happens a lot. How's that affecting the race this year? Are you familiar with what's going on there?
No, I really have not seen that. You know, I was on the course mostly in Kansas, and you could see where some rains had come through, but we were not affected by that.
How has the weather been, rain aside, through Kansas? I mean, sometimes there are massive headwinds. Other times you're getting blown across the state. There are really not that many turns in Kansas.
No, you know, the winds for Strasser were certainly favorable. Then after he passed, there was some crosswind component. But also in the evening, the temperatures went down nicely. So while we were there, at least in Kansas, you know, the weather wasn't really bad for Race Across America.
How much longer are you going to be out on the course? Because you've got the teams now headed your way.
Well, actually, we've left the course and are no longer with the race, George. But I had to get back, and my wife Maureen and I both really got motivated, and now we're going to go back and jump on our bikes and train for that big 444 coming up on the Natchez Trace in October.
Well, that was my next question, was how does this motivate you to get on your bike? And thanks for answering it already.
Absolutely. It's great. Anybody that can ever get out and just you know, ride on the course for a ways or stay at a time station, it's an incredible experience.
Isn't it funny how we associated with the race for so many years and really the enthusiasm just never goes away? I love it.
Well, you know, we had not been out there for a few years, and, you know, we were watching it on the live tracker and always watching the Time Station interviews and checking out Danny Chu's videos online and stuff like that. She and I looked at each other and said, want to ride out on the course? So, you know, we jump in the F-150 and ride 800 miles and watch some around.
Well, Johnny, I hope you and Maureen have a safe drive home, and it sure is great checking in with you again.
Thank you, George. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Johnny Boswell joining us from Race Across America, from the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.